podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we jump in, you know, I don't do this every week, but I would love if you went over, left a review, left a comment. I listen to all of those. You know, give me some topics. Send over to Steve at teachups.com. What kind of topics do you want to hear? But before we jump into today's topic, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I've tried them all, and this is not only how innovative are, but you know, the workouts and what I love about Dr. Dish is they give back to the community. If you follow them on Facebook, if you follow them on Twitter, they're always giving back to the basketball community. And you mentioned Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's resources, it's handouts, it's videos, it's one-on-one calls, it's office hours. It's a coach. It's a resource run by a coach for a coach. It's not an ex-coach, not someone that's been let go, not someone that's coaching part-time. This is what I do. And teachhoops helps me keep the bills on. It helps me put up these podcasts, 13 podcasts a week. YouTube's helps me be able to do that. And it's a roadmap for you to be successful. And let me help you in this great journey that we call coaching. But let's head off to the podcast.
What's this week's topic? I want to know, first of all, this week's topic, Coach, but then how do you deal with that? Like the question rather than
me personally,
yeah,
or
yeah.
As you a coach? Or?
As a coach. That intrigues me. So tell the audience what the topic is.
So we're talking about pressure. Yeah. What is pressure? I've never been a guy that gets too riled up about anything. I'm pretty level-headed. I think that's important as a leader. I think as a leader, we have to exude confidence. I mean, if we're confident, our kids are going to be confident. I think how we react to situations is really important. We've talked about this a lot, control the controllable, right? So I believe pressure is man-made. I believe that pressure is a mindset. Pressure is something we put on ourselves. And so how do you, and some pressure is healthy. Okay. It's okay. I think it focuses.
It's okay to know that the lion is bad and it's going to eat your bait. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's thousands of years old. Like pressure is, anxiety and pressure is built into us as, you know, when we were worried about the, you know, huge animal coming and attacking us.
Yeah. Yes. It keeps us alive.
It keeps
right?
us alive, basically. It's good. It's what is it called? What do they call it? Fight or flight.
Fight or flight, absolutely.
Run, or are you gonna fight? Like, and that's built into us. And I think you have to realize it. How do you deal with it? Yes.
So pressure is man-made. I mean, when you're standing at that free throw line and all those eyes are on you late in the game, you can let all that get to you, or you can refocus your mind to think about, this is no different than us practicing. I'm going to take some deep breaths. I'm going to shoot with confidence and trust the work that I've put in. And, I think the one thing I want to say about this is us as leaders have an incredibly important role in how our kids handle pressure, because they follow our lead. And if you're someone who is just, you know, not calm yourself and going all over the place, your kids are going to play that way.
Yep.
And it may
and
be
some people like that.
They do.
There are coaches. I tell you, they are on the sideline and they are like, but that's what I think I don't know if it's subconscious or conscious, but their kids play that way. And it's like, oh,
and that's not a bad thing. Cause we all got to just be ourselves.
Right.
And I think that if you're always like that, it's probably okay for your kids because they know if you're right. Not normally like that. And all of a sudden you get like that and people are going to, you know what I mean? So
yes.
You have to be yourself as a coach. I think that's, you know, the most important thing.
Well, I think that goes to an X and O thing too. Like we've never talked about that, but be you. Like
totally.
What do you want to be? What do you like to do? What is your community program good? I mean, there's only one, you know, Greg Gard, there's only, you know, one Painter, there's only one Izzo. Like you can't be you. And then that, you know, yeah. So it's similar to the pressure thing too. I've always felt, because I played high school and collegiate basketball, I never felt pressure. I felt a heightened, I don't even know how I would describe it. It's part of the reason I still coach, I think. It's almost an adrenaline.
The butterflies in the stomach.
Yes, it's that. And I had a college coach that told me to lean into it. Because there was one game we were playing a rival and I was really nervous. And he put his arm around, he goes, Steve, that's good. This is a rivalry. It should be like that. He says, feel that. Lean into the feeling and it will go away. It will dissipate. And it's like, he was so right. It was like, you know, I'm nervous, but it's like, I'm really not nervous. I'm excited. It's like, I don't know how to describe it as a person.
Well, we're all competitors, right? And I think that's why we do it. Like we want to, we're in the driveway as a little kid and we're talking about hitting the free throws, the game winning free throws to go to state. I mean, that's why we do it. And so when you get in that situation, you've earned that. I say this to my kids a lot, earn the right to be proud and confident. You know, you put in all the work, you've earned the right in these games to embrace this journey and embrace, like you said, lean into it. Because don't put the pressure upon yourself, I guess, is what I'm saying. There's enough of it out there. Tackle it head on, embrace it. You've earned the opportunity. Go out and have fun and leave it on the line. And that's really all you can do. And like I said, pressure is man-made.
What are some things you do with your players to help them through that pressure?
I think so much of it has to be done beforehand. Okay. I mean, like you've said, the experiences we have throughout the season, when you have something that might be a pressure-related thing, I think of one last year, you know, a free throw situation late in a game where a kid drilled two free throws. You use that learning opportunity to talk about later on, to talk about the tournament, to talk about this is what it feels like. Every opportunity that happens like that is a learning opportunity. And if you tie it into what the postseason is going to look like, I think you're preparing them for when that happens. I think that's really important. I think, you know, we try to change the mindset going into the tournament a little bit where you're going to have more pressure. We'll bring in speakers. We'll bring in former coaches. We'll bring in people to talk about it. We want them to have that feeling of butterflies are okay. But we want them to have the confidence that, you know, they can do it as well. And so
one thing we do too, and I do this all season, is we do a lot of visuals. My assistant coach and us do a lot of visualization. Like I'm going to, you know, I'm a very good free throw shooter. I think my record is 200.
We should have a contest someday, coach.
258 in a row is my record. So yesterday before the game, I'm always get excited before the game. So I shoot free throws on the court before the JV team. I think I was 19 for 20 yesterday. Anyway, I have shot so many free throws. The boys think it's funny, but I said, I can shoot free throws with my eyes closed. And they go, what do you mean?
Yep.
I said, because I've practiced it so much, the muscle memory, but I also have put myself in the situation. So I said, I always, our last team meeting before I had him off the night before is, don't wait until that point. Like, you have to put yourself on the court, in the situation, in your brain, on both sides of the court, good and bad. Like, you've all been in these gyms. You know what it feels like. So I think that's a really important, you know, before you shoot those two free throws, you've already shot those two free throws. Like, Kobe had already, you know, LeBron, all those guys have already shot them. So I think that's an important aspect of teaching them that those steps as far as learning and putting yourself in those quote unquote pressure situations.
And I think I talk about confidence a lot because I think one of our most important jobs as a coach is to instill confidence in our players. And there's a lot of ways that we do that, but if you have confident players that play free, that trust you as a coach, they're going to react better in those situations. And, you know, you can't have kids wondering what they have to do or hesitating or should I shoot that shot? that should all be developed throughout the season and everything. You get to that point in the season, it comes down to the little things and playing confident and doing what you've done to build up to that point. So to me, all the work is done beforehand, like you said, and it can't just be flipped that time of year.
No, it can't be. And it all doesn't always work out. It doesn't.
No.
You could have, like, there's been people I've wanted at the free throw line, and there's people I haven't wanted at the free throw line, and yay, you know, it's like, it's a game. That's why we're still doing it.
Now. And the interesting thing about that is when you have a team that's the underdog versus a team that's supposed to win, and the pressure piece of that, and how one maybe doesn't feel pressure, one might feel some, and how as a coach, do you use that to your advantage or disadvantage? Yes. You know what I mean? This is the art stuff of coaching that I really like, mental stuff.
It's the little tweaks. It's the, yes, it's the puppet master a little bit.
It's the how you say things and how you do things.
Yes. Yes. I believe in you. I'm coaching you. I believe in you. I want you to get better kind of aspect that, oof, it's like, ooh. And then you can see it. And the best part was, like I was telling you, how that close game last night, I'm in that huddle. I got the nods. I got the eyes. I got the repeat. Because I build, like, I've learned that they have, like, they don't always hear everything. So
no,
I'm trying to build at the end of that game, dealing with pressure. So literally it's like a 2-point game. We're coming out of a timeout. I said, all right, what defense are we in? Poof, poof, poof. What offense are we in? Poof, poof, poof. All right, we got this, right? Yeah, coach. Oh, I want them to repeat. That's where, and I could just see the, it's like, I know what we're going to do. We got this. It'll
you need to simplify as a coach in those moments. Speak less, be clear. Like you said, have them repeat, have them understand, have them repeat it back to you.
And it's no different than in a classroom too. Sometimes I'll repeat and then I'll grab a kid and go, all right, Brady, what are we in? And let him say it for the rest of them here. Because sometimes they hear him better than they hear me.
Yeah, totally.
And then my leaders, obviously, if I've done my job saying it as they approach the court, not blah, blah, blah. But
the different voice just changes things up a little bit.
It does. All right, until next week, Coach.
See you, Coach.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like. We love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day. Sports Social Podcast Network.